We are going to continue the hour by talking tourism. New report just came out from Visit North Carolina, which is a unit of the state's Economic Development Partnership. Tourism numbers, dollars spent in North Carolina, broken down county by county. In Orange County, according to this report, $195 million was spent on tourism in Orange County in 2021. That's up more than 50% from the year before. Still in the process of recovering from the pandemic, though, so a lot to look forward to in the future and a lot of challenges still yet to be overcome. Lori Policelli is the executive director of the Orange County Visitors Bureau. VisitChapelHill.org is their website, and she joins us now in the studio to talk about these numbers. Lori, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's always good to see you in the studio and out and about.
Yeah,
you are a tourist in your own backyard.
I like to be, yeah. It's important, like, get out and see things and do things and go places.
Terrific, yeah. Thank you.
So tell us about these latest numbers when they came in. What are your top
relief.
Of mind thoughts?
It's yeah. relief. I'll tell you, it was a tough couple of years, and I don't have to tell anybody that. It's tourism, and when I say tourism, that really means hotels and restaurants and transportation and retail really took it hard. There was just really a national cease on travel, and people heeded that, and our lives were at stake. Nobody knew what we didn't know, and so we didn't travel, and we saw a huge decline. Every hotel, every business furloughed staff, and so when we saw these numbers come in, it was a sigh. It was an exhale that people are traveling to Orange County again. And we're seeing record numbers of in demand people. So I thank you, and I thank all the leaders before us whose shoulders we stand on for creating a community that people really desire. It was both the university. Probably the biggest surprise for us was how many requests we got for relocation and retirement. So when COVID hit, there was this national pause in households across the country, West Coast included. You know, we're used to the Mid-Atlantic and East Coast saying, I want to relocate, I want to reprioritize, and the Carolinas is where I want to look. So we really saw people coming in. First thing we do when people inquire is pull out the UNC maps, whatnot. And it was the first time people said, no, I want to know about the neighborhoods. I want to know about access to the Triangle. And speaking of the Triangle, it was probably the first time we really saw ourselves as a bedroom community of the Triangle. We read that a lot. But with tourism, we're so accustomed to patting ourselves on the back and saying, it's UNC, that's the big draw, sports, academics. And it is. There's no question about it. It's one of the best in the nation. But this was the first shift we saw in people saying, I'm moving to the Triangle and I prefer to live in Orange County. So we really did see that bedroom community demand. So we are coming back. We're not out of the woods yet, but we are coming back.
Yeah, I was going to ask how, like, these are numbers compared to 2020. And I should mention 52% increase in spending over 2020 in Orange County. That's compared to 45% increase across the state. So our comeback's a little bit above average statewide.
Our comeback is above average, and it's close to the 2019 peak numbers.
That was going to be my question. Like,
yeah.
Where does this compare to 2019?
We're getting very close to that. What we're seeing right now is we measure tourism in Orange County by two main metrics, and that's rate and demand. So we might have great demand for, say, the Notre Dame game coming up, but what are people willing to pay for it? And so our rate is, good news, highest it's ever been, and the demand is there. We're seeing that across the country. And it begs that bigger question that I'm really not prepared to talk to, the recession, like everybody. I keep in touch with the Federal Reserve reports and the partisan issues and whatnot. But what we're seeing is a rate increase because during the pandemic, utilities went up so high, food costs, lettuce. Well,
travel costs, like cost of a plane ticket. Yeah,
everything has increased.
I have seen plane tickets starting to come down, though, so hopefully that's just temporary.
Right,
That did give me pause, like doing travel plans over the summer. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
So we're seeing, but you know, you look at our overall product, and you have your high rate leaders, but the aggregate overall is we have the prices have increased. But the demand is still there. I'll give you an example. This is just one of many conventions we hold, the Black Alumni Reunion. It's the largest affinity group of the General Alumni Association, and they come every year for homecoming. And this year they couldn't get room, so they switched the dates till the end of September through October 1. And we're seeing people willing to switch the dates. What I really loved about this community during COVID is how well everyone worked together to support each other. Suddenly competitors were all working together to try to lift that tide. You know, you remember Acme and gathering together all the restaurants
Carver
to try
United,
to provide.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, in the construction projects that continued, I look at the Colonial Inn's work during the pandemic, and they're open and doing spectacularly well for anyone in the southern part of the county who has not been up there for brunch or just a drink.
Or an overnight stay. We've done that too.
Overnight stay.
Yeah,
please go check that out. You know, we saw the hotel on Rosemary continue with their work with the town. So the Wyndham Element will break ground there early next year. We saw, according to Matt Gladick in the downtown, really a net gain. And we saw a lot of businesses close. And of the businesses that closed, 60% won't reopen. But then we saw new leases coming. And I'm really excited for, I don't know the Spanish translation. Maybe you can help me. Oh, my God. How do you say that in Spanish? They're opening in the Old Quipos location.
Dios mío.
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes.
And oh, yeah. Tell me about that, because we've seen that
construction
going.
Right?
What is it?
Like, well, Calavera, mm-hmm. Named after Rita Kahlo in Meadowmont. So they're opening a beautiful space in that 4,300 square feet there.
Okay.
And they're excited. It's a whole Mexican immersion experience with using part of that courtyard. And so we're thrilled about that. That'll
awesome.
Be a huge hit. We're seeing a lot of bodies on Franklin Street. So all in all, you know, we're optimistic. We look like the next 6 months is strong. Every month this year has been strong. People want what we have. So it's all good. And Carrboro, I'd have to say, is our next surprise in that how many people come into our office specifically asking for Carrboro.
Oh, yeah.
So kudos to Carrboro. You know, Carrboro's doing a great job.
Speaking with Lori Policelli, Orange County Visitors Bureau, visitchapelhill.org is the website. I was interested in asking about this because you mentioned it briefly, business and conference travel, which
right.
I'm really curious about the future because, A, we can do Zoom now and we're all used
yeah.
to it, so that affects conference travel, and B, we're all super sick of using Zoom all
yeah.
the time. So how close to back to normal are we going to get with that, or back to pre-pandemic are we going to get with that, do you think?
I think that's the one sector that's lagging.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, businesses are cutting costs and they're finding that their employees can still be productive on Zoom or curtailing travel. So we're not there yet. I talked to a representative whose clients are all at UNC and they said, you know, we're not making business trips to Chapel Hill because we don't know who's in the office and who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to call on everyone in one fell swoop, you know, when we fly in. So that has not recovered yet. Conferences are inching back because what they're finding is that the hybrid isn't working, you know, that the people in the room ignore the people on the calls, and it's people are really craving the full interaction. And what you hear a lot is that a lot of the business, and I'm sure you can relate to this, takes place in the hallway.
Yeah.
You know, you see someone in the hallway
oh, yeah.
and you're like, hey, by the way, you know, what's going on with that? And so you just can't do that on Zoom, right?
Hybrid is great if you can't actually, if you like literally can't be there.
It's a nice plan B,
but yeah. Plan A is always the same.
Yeah. And I think we learn about ourselves through other people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's the basic interpersonal communications, the basic human interaction that fuels travel, including business, on all levels. So we're lucky, Aaron. You know, we're lucky to live in a community like this. I see it every day. I get to hear about it every day. So when I hear the civic disagreements about growth or preservation or whatnot, I think, gosh, if they could just hear how people talk about this stunning beauty of this place, it would make everyone smile. So the net gain is we are extraordinarily fortunate. I feel fortunate to represent tourism and an industry that's employing people and coming back with a bang.
Speaking with Lori Policelli, we got to wrap up, but just in a few seconds, what are you excited about in the future?
I want people to come to Moorefield September 10th. We're doing a big bluegrass festival. We're trying to turn it into like the big Raleigh bluegrass festival. It's on the lawn, no worried about COVID. There's a bar, there's food trucks, it's four bluegrass bands. I'm thrilled about Notre Dame. I grew up in the Midwest, and that was sort of the holy grail. And I don't think you can get single seats, but you can watch it at a bar. You can get it through your GAA package. The Matt Gladick in downtown is doing a lot of evening events. The new Welcome Center welcomes you to come over, park there, walk around downtown, eat at this new restaurant opening, eat at Med Deli, enjoy the community. We're lucky, lucky, lucky. And on that note, I'll say thank you, Aaron.
Visit chapelhill.org is the website. Go there, find out more. Lori Policelli, pleasure as always. Thank you.
Always good to see you.